all of your chanting book, then those who are on the 8 precepts, you get ready your 8 precepts sheet. So like yesterday, those on 5 precepts, you chant the first 5 precepts, same as the 8 precepts. Because like I explained, in the 3rd precept, even you chant Abrahmacharya, it's not going to make any difference. Okay, page 4. We will chant the salutation to the Buddha. Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now only the 8 preceptor chant. Vikalabhojana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Na jagita vadita visukha dasana malaganda velipana dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Uca sayana mahasayana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Okay, I will chant to you the significance of present. Imani atta sikkhapadani silena suganti nyanti silena bhogasampada silena nibuti nyanti tama silang visude. This, you all can rejoice after the English translation. These are the 8 precepts. Precepts and virtue is the source of happiness. Maybe you all repeat the English so that you understand. These are the 8 precepts. Those who take 5, you chant 5. Precept or virtue is a source of happiness. Repeat. Precepts or virtue is the source of happiness. Precepts or virtue is the source of true wealth. The meaning is spiritual wealth. Nobody can take away and it will follow you even after death. Precept and virtue is a source of peacefulness. Therefore, let virtue be purified. Then we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So now you start to understand the deeper meaning of precept. Not only to help you avoid all evil, but it has a lot of benefit. When you don't cause any harm or evil, suffering or misery to fellow living beings, when you don't cheat, you don't deceive, when you don't make yourself heedless, then when you don't indulge in sensual indulgence and all those things, it will bring forth a lot of advantages too. It is a source of happiness for you, because when you keep your precept well, when you don't do all those things, you feel very good, very happy, and you got less of this negative karma. So this is how you purify, you cut away negativity, avoid all evil, start to avoid evil. Then virtue is a source of true wealth. True wealth means spiritual wealth. When you keep your precepts, your virtue, it's a meritorious action. When you don't cause harm to people, when you don't kill, then when you don't become violent, when you don't cheat, don't deceive, don't lie, don't intoxicate yourself and make yourself heedless, don't indulge in all those unhealthy indulgence, or that which will bring about downfall. This will bring for a lot of spiritual wealth. So true wealth will come to be. So this is how precept can be very useful. Then precept of virtue is also the source of peacefulness. You become very peaceful, because if you don't violate precept, you got no problem. Nobody will come after you. Nobody will be angry with you or unhappy with you. And nobody will even take you to court or charge you or do something to you. Then when you have virtue, people like you. Because person who keep his precept, they are very virtuous, and they don't cheat, they don't lie, and people trust you. That's why you have a lot of this, what they call, very peaceful mind state when you live in this world. Therefore, let precept be purified all the time. There are many levels of keeping precept. The first level is just ordinary, like try to undertake the training rule to abstain from all those things. Then apart from abstaining, you can move on to the next level of precepts, where you not only avoid, you develop the ennoblers of precepts. Ennoblers are more virtuous action. You are not only trying to avoid, you want to become more noble. In the sense that, like the first precept, instead of undertaking the training rule to abstain from killing or causing harm to fellow living beings, you develop the ennoblers of loving kindness and compassion. You become very kind and very compassionate. You not only don't harm and don't kill, you become very compassionate, very caring, very loving. Then the second precept is you undertake the training rule to abstain from stealing or taking things that don't belong to you. So instead of having all this greed to steal, to deceive, to cheat, to take things that don't belong to you, you undertake the training rule to abstain. That is the first stage of cultivation. Then the ennobler of it is, instead of taking, you give. Understand not? You cultivate the ennobler of the second precept, which is generosity. Then you donate, you help people, you donate to good causes, you donate to situations where it can help suffering, it can bring about a lot of wholesomeness, good result. that can relieve suffering and misery. So all these are ennoblers. Then the third precept, the ennobler, is not only you abstain from sexual misconduct. For those eight precepts, you abstain from total sexual activity in whatever form. So the ennobler of it is to cultivate and develop contentment. When you are contented with life, you will not indulge, you will not do all those things that will hurt your spouse, or you will not cheat on them. Then you will not cause unnecessary misunderstanding, and you don't become so foolish as to bring about downfall to your own family. Such a person really don't understand life and don't have love for their own loved one. If out of lust you can cause this, then result in a broken family with so much anger, hatred, jealousy and problem, even affecting the children, the parents, the in-laws and those who know you. So all these are very, very evil. So the ennobler of it is very important. You practice contentment. You are content that if you are married, you live the married life. If you are not married, you live the bachelor life or the single life. Then the fourth precept is you undertake the training rule not to arise or the wrong speech, especially lying, with intention to take advantage and to deceive people. So the ennobler of it is very beautiful. You cultivate right speech. Speech are of very beautiful nature, gentle, pleasant, appropriate, wise and good speeches that bring about a lot of harmony, a lot of understanding, then can help people. You learn to counsel people and advise people in a very nice way. So all these are ennobler of the precepts. Then the last one is, of course, you undertake the training rule to abstain from partaking intoxicant drugs and all those things that will make your consciousness very low. The ennobler of the fifth precept is what? You not only partake only, what is the ennobler? You must cultivate on. Very good. Oh, sadhu. Very good. Train the mind to be heedful so that you don't fall, you don't go the heedless way. Because when you actually intoxicate yourself, you make your consciousness very low. Then you are heedless. Then you can break all the other precepts. That's why the last precept, you may think that I don't hurt anybody, but actually you hurt yourself. When you are drunk, you can actually break all the precepts. Then when you are drunk, you will get a hangover and all those things. Then you lapse into unconscious state of mind. And this is how living being become heedless. Yes. I know. You see, I understand. Yeah.
That means you can tolerate the
alcohol. You repeat your question. You repeat your question. Social drinking, huh?
Okay, social drinking, when there is an occasion, for example, wedding or a party, and I then know, there is red wine, not the hard liquor. Then it's part of social drinking, and your body can take that alcohol.
I know.
And you won't be intoxicated with just a glass or two. So is it allowable, please?
This one is very sensitive, because if you're not careful, then people say, hey, brother, you say can, no? Then they go interpret, middle way, Buddha say middle way, not too much, not too late, as long as I'm sober. Then they will justify, no? But when you keep your precept, you have to understand. You have to check and find out. Sometimes it's for health reason, like Yang Ming Chiu or those things. Before you sleep, you take one pack or don't know what. Then wine, sometimes you like, it can make you sleep better, it can give you warmth and help. You take it home, it's okay. But as long as you really, really don't become like heedless, your mind don't just lapse into unconscious and become heedless, then like Lily said, social drinking is up to you. Understand? Sometimes I go for dinner, I go for like certain type of occasion, invitation or what. I have stopped all those liquor things and all those things, but wine I do take. Then sometimes certain type of what they call champagne, no alcohol, sparkling, I do take. So as long as you understand what you are doing and you can still be mindful and heedful, but you must be sincere, understand? Your life, nobody can tell you whether you can or you cannot. You have to train. That's why this training rule, the Buddha put it very clear, I undertake the training rule to abstain. Abstain means actually the true word of the precept is completely abstain. But you don't become rigid, understand? Understand? Because this is a training rule given to the cultivator to help them understand that it is meant for this purpose, so that you don't make yourself heedless, you don't numb your consciousness. Then when the consciousness is numb for too long, like it become a habitual drinker instead of social drinker, a lot of people say, yeah, after office distress, you go for a lot of these people go for beer and all those things. The youngster nowadays, they actually like to do that. It's all because of social peer pressure and all those things. Because they scared people say, are you, what type of man are you? Don't even drink. So you gotta grow. Then when you have to entertain and all those things, like last time, you know my career, civil engineering, you got to interact with contractor. And the contractor, I tell you, they all yeah. Then every time they all tell you to drink, where got no drink? So when I first started, came out to work, I still remember. It was really an experience, because that time I was totally new to liquor and all those things, and I just don't like this type of thing. I don't know why, since young. And my whole family, we cannot touch liquor. When we take a little bit, the face all red. Then after that, you got terrible hangover and all those things. Then our DNA, coated one. All cannot drink. My elder brother tried to drink, drunk, pop, knock. My younger brother tried to drink, get into very bad hangover and all that. Then all of them naturally know our gene cannot. It's like built inside one. You cannot be a drinker. You cannot like all these alcohol drinks. So what happened was, when I came out to work, before the government called up, because I was offered a job even before I finished my final exam. Well, after the third year training, I was with JKR training. Then the client was Jurutama at that time, now IJM, part of IJM. IJM consists of three companies. Ipoh Garden stands for I. Maraputra stands for the Bumiputra company, Maraputra. Then the third one is Jurutama. Second one is Jurutama. The third one is Maraputra, that's like IJM. So I was working for Jurutama, and the director, they got four directors. Got two directors very close to me. Three directors very close to me. One of them was from my hometown. I didn't know until I met him. Then the other two are very good. I think one of them passed away. Lim Yong Kiat passed away. Go Chai Kiat still around. He was my real mentor and first boss. He's a very good engineer, and he also from Alaska, used to like offer me transport to go home together with his family. Then the other one is, I forgot his name already. That one really my hometown's, one of the hometown family friend. So it's like a small world. So after the training, they asked me, is it, what you intend to do when you graduate? I say, I don't know. Then he said, why not you come over to our office? He said, we'll offer you a job. He said, ah, I said, so fast. Then he liked me, 3 years training that time. Then I said, okay, I will make a note. So both of us, I and another classmate, was training there. So both of us actually were told to go back because he cannot just offer me and don't offer the other colleague. So both of us went back. The funny thing is, they know I'm technically very good and I'm very different. So he gave me a very good job. He sent me to Pry, in charge of the back barrage project. Then there is a factory manufacturing Spanpao, ICP, industrial concrete product. So I was a factory engineer, come project manager of that project. Whereas my the other classmate was sent to do sales. Wow, he couldn't take it. It was like a nightmare to him. The first time come out engineer do salesman job. And some of the product is a new product, soil stabilization. He never done it before. He don't understand what it is. So he left. Then I continued. Wow, the first job, contractor. You go to the project site. Wow, I got so many stuff. Because at that time, that project was very big. Already. 6 million at that time was a very big amount, 1979. So when I was there, my this director, very good, he introduced me to all the contractor, the subcontractor, the supplier, the transporter, everything. That first night dinner, I tell you, it was a nightmare. Everybody come and ask you to drink. I say, I am new, I don't know. You say, engineer must learn how to drink, especially contractor. Wow, I also don't know what to do, so I also drink. Then I don't like the taste, The beer was worse, Initially, they passed me liquor, he said, you cannot drink. I add water, is it? Then after that, someone said, you put ice, very nice. Then another guy says, you put lemon, nice. It make it taste very nice. So I tried. Then I don't like actually. Then I saw people drink beer. I thought beer was easier. So I said, maybe I try that one. Wow, the moment I put into my mouth, I tell you, I just don't like the thing. Then I said, I told them honestly, I said, please, please, if I like, I will drink. I said, but I don't like, And it make me one kind, Then after that, that director, he very subtle, he smile, he know, we are new engineer like that. Then he told my senior one, there's a Taiwan engineer, many years my senior, about 15 years my senior. I still remember his name, Lim Chok Kui. He I tell you, he tell me very honestly, he said, Tio, I must let you know, although I your senior, I Taiwan graduate, I don't know design one. Engineer don't know how to design. Then I say, what you learn? You Taiwan, Chok Loi, he say. You know the meaning or not? He said, you oversee Chinese, The Taiwanese girl like to tackle you, And he also like having fun there. Then I say, like that, then what you do here? I do sales, he said. That's why the director is our boss, want you to come here and manage the factory. A lot of problems inside there. So when I went there, I turned it around. Then the director tell him what, behind my back, I didn't know. He said, train him up. So I thought, later he said, boss said, train you up. So I thought, train what? He take me to pub, teach me how to drink. And it was those funny things. So I said, Oh, no, no. This type of training, no need. Thank you. Then later, my karma very good. Not long, I had a belated honeymoon. Day after my marriage, only I went to a honeymoon in Lake Toba with another classmate. So during that trip, before I went, I think I took something. Then it become like food poisoning. Then actually I cannot typhoid, I didn't know. So I thought I couldn't go. So went and see doctor, afternoon flight, morning went and see doctor. Then I told doctor, I say, very likely I cannot go for the trip. Well, the doctor very confident. I say, why not? I give you some medicine. Medicine, you take along, you sure can go. Then I look at him, I say, sure, I go. Wow, the whole trip was not good. Not a severe pain or what. It's a very eerie pain now. Because that time I already quite mindful. Then I can feel, not really painful, but very eerie, associated with death. Then I feel not right, fever and that type of thing. So my wife got to look after me. I went to Indonesia, I visited two or three doctors. And you know what their clinic is? No clinic. One school table, that primary school table, with a chair inside one of the compound of the school building. He got no nurse dispensary, don't have the two drawer. He opened it, I saw the medicine, I was so scared. He prescribed me just from the two drawer. Then I couldn't take the medication. Then later on, go to another doctor, slightly better in condition, but also cannot. So finally, endure. That time already, no choice, endure. So I endure until my flight came back, 5 days. So I was really, really very weak. Then immediately when I reached Agusta, I drive to General Hospital and admit. Three of my classmate doctor there, they saw me. Hey, what are you doing here? I said, I don't know. I said, this one very eerie. Then they suspect it's urinary tract infection or stone and all those things. They check, nothing. Then they monitor for 4 days. After the 4 days, he tell me, he said, I don't know what to do with you. By tomorrow, the pain don't go off, the eerie feeling don't go off. We also don't know what to do with you. Then very lucky, on the 5th day, disappear. Then I can go back. When I went back, I tell the contractor, doctor's advice, cannot drink. Because he said, what happened? Yeah, everybody know. I was landed in the hospital for 5 days. I call up my boss. Everybody. Then after that, from that day on, they don't ask me to drink anymore. Oh, that's a good karma. Then later on, I didn't know. Until Chinese tea, shicha. So I end up, I did that job, but I don't have to drink. Then later when I joined my classmate, the consultant, the first condition I give to him is, I don't want to entertain, I don't want to drink, I don't want to go and do all those funny things. He said, no problem, leave it to me. He said, that is my specialty. So that's why I went over to help him. I came out to the private sector to test myself at that time. So this is how I overcome all this. That's why that precept I can maintain. Then only lately, after I retire, then only, like you say, social drinking. But it's not social drinking. It's just once a while. The wine, I find the wine okay. So I take a little bit every time. That very little I share with my wife. I just like close friend, good friend, and sometimes on certain occasion, like my daughter's wedding or something. So you have to drink a bit. So apart from that, I don't drink. I don't really touch. If you can, you try not to do it. But if you know your alcoholic level, your DNA is good, then you can give it a try, but don't fall into the other extreme, indulgent. Because this thing can create addiction, no? I was told. I don't know. Because I don't like, there is no way I can become addicted, no? How many of you have, during the early day before you know the Dhamma, try drinking, then become addicted? God or not? Anybody? I want to know your experience. You told me, Christine, can you share a bit? How you kena, like, hooked into it, addicted? Pass the mic. Yeah, thank you for the sharing.
Okay. Good morning, all Kalayamita friends and Brother Teo. Actually, those days also, how I get addicted to this drinking because of my work stress.
Oh, okay. Very, very common. Yeah, very good. Okay. So, then how did you know that it become like addicted? Addicted means like there is a craving to drink one. No? Yeah. After how long it happened?
I will always call people to go out
together.
This one I know my intention is there.
You like to drink.
And then actually my sister from Penang she always
accompany you.
No. She always call to check whether I went
you are
out
okay
or not. The moment I went out, she know one.
She know one.
Because my children will tell. Almost every time when I go out, I'm drunk one. Drunk, and then people will send me back.
You are like Joyce. Joyce are drunk until how she reached home also she don't know.
And then my husband, late husband, will like the Choi San chip.
Cheat you. Okay.
And then my sister keep telling me, you are so wrong to do it this way. If let's say my family, my husband, will left me outside the house already.
Very good, very good.
This one, and then 1 week, I can go out until 4 nights, you know.
Whoa.
For drinking, very bad.
Addicted.
Actually, it's all from the work stress.
From the work stress,
Work stress.
In fact, a lot of people, because of work stress or related problem, they end up drinking and smoking. You know why or not? There is a Mandarin song, isn't it? 苦酒满杯. When they drink the wine, because you got a lot of problem, a lot of sadness. Then what they had in mind, you drunk, then you forget about the problem. But later on, hangover, then you become sober, you still have to confront the problem. So this type of temporary relief, when you don't have the Dhamma, you tend to do because it is a social problem. And a lot of people end up drinking and smoking because of that. That craving. But addiction, I know. Well, when I young, you know, in our culture, you go to funeral, the small town, they offer you free food and free cigarette and gambling. So that time as a kid, you know, cannot smoke. Because all those kids, they steal some of the cigarette, then they go and try. Then if you don't try, they harass you. He said, come on, what type of guy are you? Then I try. The first time I saw, I cough like anything. Just smoke. Then I said, why you like smoking? I said, it's so difficult. He said, you don't know. He said, you slowly smoke, you enjoy actually. Then some people use it to train their mind to develop smoking so that anapanasati become very good. You draw that smoke, you ask Joyce, she sure know. I tell you, when the smoke go through your nose, they feel very good, soothing and calming, make them calm. That's why those people who got anxiety, unhappiness, they go for a power. I got a physics teacher like that, but not Mr. Kang, another one, Kong Akau. From 6 at night, I remember, I was a class monitor, then there was some exam question, very difficult to solve. Go and see him. He looked at the question. He said, okay, come back 1 hour time. He said, come back 1 hour. So we all students, you know, we like to off and on go back and check and see whether he finished or not. We went there, we saw him smoking. The first half hour he was smoking in the room. Well, then after that, he sit down. He got the answer within the next half an hour. Oh, very good. Because he know he need to calm himself down, have clarity of mind. Actually, he was doing anapanasati using the cigarette. That's why he become very calm, very peaceful. The reason why I know is, because later on, I also go and try. I saw people, because some of the classmates and colleagues, they can smoke until they can control the smoke. Our choice will know. Want to make ring, want to make what, love. So I try. Because I past life, anapanasati, when it went in, so nice. Then after that, can really come out through the nose. You smoke already, can really come out through the nose and can blow, do all those things. Before I forget, Pamasuri, please do me a favor. This incense, early morning, try not to put. When you all meditate, you light. Then who light? This incense disturbed my nose. Not to say I'm sensitive. It has been there for so many days. You ask Suyan, it make my nose. The mucus keep on coming out. So I keep on smelling it. So, don't light in the morning. When you all meditate, that time you light. Then after that, when I come in, should be finished. Where was I just now? I was smoking. You know what happened? I suddenly aware that if I continue to do that, I will be addicted. Inside, no one. I straight away throw away. I don't want to do. I don't know why, I just don't want to do. But I know already. If I do it a few more times, inside tell me, that time I haven't meditated. That time was still form 3 only. I just give it up. Then after that, I lucky also, because I moved down to my eldest brother's shop to study there, form 5 and form 6. Then I left that place like Tai Kong. So after I left that place, I don't see all those friends and what they call your peers anymore. So I became very different after that. That's how my life shift. So if you don't have the good karma, your DNA coded in a different direction, then you like to drink, you like to smoke, then you like to go late night. But sometimes you have got good roots, you don't worry. Like Joyce, Christina, they can come back to the Dhamma, then they can stop all this. How they stop, you ask Joyce. She can tell you. Actually, her case is very, very difficult. Really, nightbird and drinker and smoker, everything that lady do, the vice, she expert on. And they all, like Tai Kache, that one, very violent on the road. Police also, they're not scared on her. No problem. So Mimi used to be a close friend. And when she came to my Thursday class, do you remember, she used to share with us. That's why you don't worry that you have been last time. Before you know the Dhamma, you tend to do all this foolish thing. Even me, with my nature, when I young, I also kill mosquito. Because we like to smash a mosquito. Every time I do that, I know already. Then when I know the Dhamma, I reflect back. I just say, Lord. Because you know what happened, when you smash a mosquito, there is so much fear. It sudden feels, then the life is gone. Even though it's a very small thing. But not that many. Most of the time I miss. Then the worst was, my mother asked me to kill the rat. If we got the rat trap, I just cannot. Then my mother scolded me like anything. He's a useless fellow, is it? Small thing also cannot do. Then he asked me to help her to hold the chicken, they slaughter. I tell you, the moment I saw that, I let go of the chicken. The chicken flew over. My mother was very angry at me. Scolded me that after they want to cane me. I saw the knife. I just cannot do. No. I just let go, then I run away. It was in my nature. I cannot see all this suffering. Then they, you remember the snake one I told you? They go and kill with a bamboo. I cannot. I hold the bamboo, my hand shiver. No. Then I knew, no, I cannot do. Then I put it down. Then I just walk away. That's why you have your cultivation, your past, you will know. Then when I saw the first Four Noble Truths for the first time, I tell you, no more doubt, no more turning back. Because this is what you already cultivate before and make the aspiration that life after life, you come, you want this understanding to follow you. That's why you will condition it to arise on. And like I shared with NB yesterday after the session, I no need to wait till like I got problem only, I look for religion or the Dhamma. No. Since young, I start searching already, inquire already, form four. So I was one of the very rare ones. Most people don't have problem, don't go and look for spiritual thing and religion or like that. True or not? Only when you got problem, you go. But very different, that's why. Then you just know how to go that way. So that's why law of karma is very powerful. Your karmic, your spiritual nature, these two you must take care. That's why the green book you must read. Okay, you better start your meditation. I have taken extra 10 minutes of your time. So you can develop your meditation now. You got, I think, 35 minutes left. 7:30, I will ring the bell. Okay, now you proceed with your meditation. So today's schedule will be different, 6:30 to 7:30 formal meditation. Then 7:30 to 8:30 you have your breakfast. Then 8:30 to 9 o'clock we will do our morning chanting and reflection. Then after that you meditate again. Then after that Q&A. Okay.